Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham.
On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Janet Konevsky. Janet is the COO of the Greater Vancouver Chamber. Hey, Janet, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi.
Nice. How are you?
Great. Nice
awesome.
To be here. We got to talk about giving.
Let's do. Yeah, we do want to talk about a big charity event you guys have coming up called Give More 24.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there, though, can we talk about Vancouver and
always,
how Vancouver
always.
Is just on fire right
that's,
now?
That's right. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Not literally.
Not literally. What's happening in Vancouver?
A lot of growth in Vancouver. So we continue to grow. It's continuing to stay busy. One of the things that we have going on right outside our front doors at the Chamber on Main Street is what's called Main Street Promise. And that's the reconstruction of our Main Street from 5th Street to 15th. So if anybody's been down there in the last... about a year. There's a lot of bulldozers and a lot of construction trucks, and they're tearing up the streets in order to make way for a really new, beautiful Main Street.
What's it going to look like? What's the finished product?
The finished product, you can actually go online and see what the finished product is, but they're doing a lot. So they're taking away the sidewalks, they're taking away the curbs, they're reinventing the sidewalk. So for those that are sight impaired, hearing impaired, they can make their way up and down Main Street. They're widening the sidewalks, so a lot more pedestrian friendly, and they're making it so that, one, it's modern, because we have modern lighting and different needs, but it also gives a way for us to be able to have festivals. So we can, they're going to be able to put the posts up and make it pedestrian only, so we can have street fairs, vendor fairs, and really celebrate the city from time to time. And it gives us that option.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
What do the businesses around Main Street think about that?
Well, it's never easy. It's never easy to have construction outside your front door, but I think a lot of them have done, have really looked at the project and thought, okay, this will be good in the long term. So they've been great. We've been trying to help the city and communicating with the Main Street businesses so that they know what to expect. Are they going to see their natural gas turned off for a day, and how do they expect, you know, what can they do in order to mitigate some of that downtime? The sidewalks stayed open the whole time. We're halfway through the construction project right now. So this year has flown by. But yeah, we have, you can actually see a finished block of it on 13th Street. So they finished 13th Street. We were able to celebrate that last week, actually about 2 weeks ago. And it's pretty cool. You can kind of get a glimpse of what the rest of Main Street will look like.
That's a big undertaking. 10 blocks of downtown?
10 blocks. But when you do 10 blocks and you also have the corners and you have, it impacts the streets behind it, the east and the west. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a big endeavor. But the construction teams have been amazing. They've been really great with their communication. And again, keeping the sidewalks open for those retail businesses and communicating where there's parking and allowing them enough lead time in order to tell their customers and everything where to park and how they can still come out and visit and shop.
Yeah, you guys are making it easy for them.
We're trying to make it easy. I think it can be easy. It's just it takes a village. And I think the City of Vancouver and the Downtown Association and others have done a really good job in making this truly a collaborative experience. Cool. to update Main Street.
We're talking today with Janet Konefsky, COO of the Greater Vancouver Chamber. And let's talk about Give More 24. Tell me about Give More 24. What is it?
Okay. It is 24 hours of giving to nonprofits. So
says it mostly in the title right there.
It says
right?
It right in the title. Give More 24 takes place on the 25th.
So, ironic.
But it's 24 hours of giving to our nonprofits in Southwest Washington. So Give More 24 has been around for about 13, 14 years now. And in the last 2 years, it took a hiatus. So it moved out of Southwest Washington and it was given to another statewide organization. Okay. When it did that, we noticed the nonprofits and the donors noticed it lacked that feel, that community feel, the Southwest Washington. It didn't feel like it was a Southwest Washington led program because it wasn't. And so with the conversations our board was having with corporate partners all around and our nonprofit community, they were seeing a decline in participation, a decline in donors, a decline in energy happening around Southwest Washington. So they asked the Greater Vancouver Chamber to consider taking it on and bringing it back and making it local.
Nice. Yeah. So Give More 24, 25. Mm-hmm.
He's
back.
Did we Give More 24, 25 is back. Yes. So we have about 180. We have a little over 180 nonprofits who have registered to participate. We're a really large philanthropic region. We have a lot of nonprofits in Southwest Washington. And our goal is to activate them, get them involved with reaching new donors. How do you, just like we do for our business community, we work with a lot of the small businesses and medium-sized businesses in the community with the Greater Vancouver Chamber. But nonprofits need that same assistance. Yeah. How do you reach new customers? How do you broaden your visibility? And so we have people that give to nonprofits all year long, and nonprofits are those organizations that they survive on donated dollars, grant dollars, and those dollars have really taken a hit federally, locally, statewide. A lot of our nonprofits depended on those dollars that are no longer there. So how can we help them energize the community and then really reach out to a lot of the businesses and the businesses' staffs in order to help spur on new giving, in addition to cultivate maybe some bigger asks of some of the current donors that are out there.
Nice. So Give More 24 is an online giving marathon, basically, right? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's online. So anybody can go to www.givemore24.org, and there's going to be leaderboards that are set up. And you can go and search any of the 180 nonprofits. You can find ones that are small, that are medium, that are large. You can find one by a different cause. So maybe you care about animal welfare or foster youth or houseless community or any under-recognized community. You can find it on Give More 24. You can donate directly through the platform. It makes it really easy for nonprofits. A lot of nonprofits don't have the technology or the platform in order to give. So we want to make sure that it's easily accessible. And so you'll see leaderboards. It's a really great day. But we've actually been open for early giving for the last week, and it's going really well. We're already at $140,000 of donor funds that have come in to support nonprofits who are actively out there holding events, texting their donors, getting their word out, marketing through social media channels. It's been really great.
Do you have a monetary goal for this year?
We do. We want to hit a million.
Nice.
We want to hit 1 million for our nonprofits. I believe we can, and I think our community is ready for this.
You're up over 100,000, and it hasn't even started yet.
That's right. It's a really good sign,
yeah,
right?
You're off to a good start.
Yes. Yeah.
Why did you choose September 25th for this event?
So historically, it's always been the last the third week of September. Okay. Sometimes it would fall on the 24th, so that made it a little bit easier. But it's usually in the third week, and it's really great to have it towards the end of the year, where budgets are people are planning for their budgets for next year. Corporations are wrapping up their budgets for this year, and especially individual donors might be able to find those nonprofits they want to have a tax write-off for. So it makes it easier when you're starting to talk with your accountant on tax-free giving and getting some relief there as well. So it kind of is settled to a really good time of year for us.
Seems like a lot of events of this type happen towards the end of of the year when people are like scrambling. I need to donate something. I want to do that. So it's kind of good that you're getting in before everybody else.
Yeah, we're giving them a reason to give more.
That's awesome. Yeah. So tell me about some of the nonprofits that are participating this year.
Oh, God. There are so many nonprofits that are participating. We have those that are in, again, in the houseless space. We have some really great small community partners. We have one that's DECA in school, right? High school DECA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
DECA 9 in Camas, Washington, that's participating. We have Foster Full, which is a nonprofit that works with foster care system. That's really important to our community. They're all just so important. I give personally to nonprofits that I have a passion for, and that's what we encourage people to do. So I have a dog. I absolutely love dogs, and my dog came from the Humane Society. It has brought a lot of joy to my life, but I know a lot of others. I choose to give to some of the pet friendly nonprofit organizations. Also, we have individuals whose lives may be touched by hospice care, you know, for a loved one.
Yeah.
And knowing that there are ways to give back to that and pass that along so that they can continue to care for other families' loved ones, there's another option there. There's environmental causes. There's under-recognized nonprofits that are serve under-recognized groups, the BIPOC community. You name it, there's a nonprofit for it, and it's part of Give More 24.
Yeah, there's a nonprofit for everybody.
There is. That's there really
great.
Is.
How do nonprofits get involved?
Reach out to the Greater Vancouver Chamber. We're our social media, givemore24.org. They can go and take a look at the other nonprofits. Anybody who is a 501c3 can participate. Registration is closed now because we're right in the middle of the Give More giving, but let us know. They can reach out to us at the Greater Vancouver Chamber, vancouverusa.com, or they can email yourchamber@vancouverusa.com and let us know that they want to get on the list. And really, when signing up, we don't just sign people up in nonprofits. We give them workshops. We give them marketing lessons on how to maximize. And oftentimes, it's for their own benefit all year long, not just Give More 24. But we want to make sure that they have the technical skills in order to maximize their reach and activate their donor base. So,
wow. Mm-hmm. You guys are like doing so much.
We try.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's great.
Yeah, we try.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking with Janet Konevsky, COO of the Greater Vancouver Chamber. Why is an event like Give More 24 so important for the Southwest Washington community?
Because the nonprofits need it. They need it. And the people that they serve, that's really where it's at. When you look at the margins that nonprofits have, they're not like your private organization, right? They don't work on a real big net goal. They're nonprofit organizations. And so every dollar usually goes straight to their mission. And for us, that's extremely important to make sure that people understand that that dollar that comes in might even be matched by another corporate donor. Oh. So if you have $5 that goes in, that becomes $10. And that makes a really big impact for a nonprofit organization that just needs to keep their lights on and their board continuing to meet and their mission in focus. But it's really difficult when you're worried about how to pay for your volunteers, transportation to get to and from an event. How do you organize? Maybe a staff person that you need in order to coordinate your events. And so every dollar makes a difference.
And you said earlier that so many of their budgets have been cut this year.
That's right.
So this fundraising is really important this
year. It's more important this year than it ever has been, at least in the last 20 years that that we've been looking at online giving for Give More 24. It is, we have some of our nonprofits where a good portion of their funding, and these are nonprofits that have 50, 60 employees in order to carry out a quite substantial mission. They went from a lot to zero in many cases. Yeah. And so having to be nimble and looking for other ways, Give More 24 makes it within reach to be able to reach and really to educate their new donors on what it is they do, what they do for the community, how they impact the community, and really how we all as community members, as professionals in the community, how we have our lives and we can go day to day to and from work and enjoy a healthy environment. It's a lot of it's because of those nonprofits and the work that they do behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of donations are you looking for? Like any? Are you going to take anything?
Any and all. We'll take it.
Bring it on.
Really. So when we talk about corporate partners have been phenomenal in stepping up. Always have. They've always been really great to work with, and they support a lot of the nonprofits in the region. What we want to do is we want to activate the individual donors, the first time donors as well. We want to make sure that people have that feeling of what it feels like to give even $20 and help, whether it's a local little league, a food pantry, a homeless shelter. Your dollars make a difference, and we want to make sure that people understand what it feels like to give, because it's a good feeling, and I think that's something that we want to make sure happens more and more, not just at the top of organizations, but we want those organizations to have it filter down and encourage and give away for their staff to give in a number of ways. But I think Give More 24 is the platform to do just that.
Yeah, and Give More 24 is an online giving marathon, basically, right?
Online giving marathon.
So why did you decide to do it online?
So it's online because it makes it easier to give. We're in 2025, it's a digital format. It makes it easier to take in the money and distribute the money back to the nonprofits. But a lot of our nonprofits, again, a lot of them don't have websites, or they don't have IT professionals or marketing professionals that are keeping up with online platforms. So having an online digital platform, one, costs a lot of money if you're going to have it all year round. And economies of scale, we're able to take in the money so that they're not paying as hefty of credit card processing fees and whatnot. It gives the donors an opportunity to pay those fees so that that expense doesn't get passed on to the nonprofit. It makes it easier for donors to have unique links. We have a lot of our nonprofits are running what we call peer-to-peer campaigns. So an organization, you can have a peer-to-peer campaign. Let's say you want to help a humane society and you want to give a unique link, you can create a link and then send it to 10 or 20 or 100 of your friends. They can all donate on that link. It goes right back to the nonprofit. You don't have to think about it. They don't have to worry about posting. It's a unique link and can make a really big impact in a nonprofit's bottom line.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How do you encourage businesses to get involved and get their staff involved and their customers?
There's we have a list of nonprofit events that are happening on actually during this early giving window, and a lot of them that are happening on the 25th. They can check them out and go participate. It could be anything from a donut fair to a dunk take. These nonprofits are getting really creative. So while it's an online giving platform, the nonprofits are out there doing events and creating awareness and giving their donors a really fun way in order to give. So any corporation can do that, get involved. One of the things that I would recommend is for corporations, give the chamber a call. Let us help you figure out how you can help support Give More 24, because every organization is different. Some just want to write a check. Great. Some don't understand exactly how to go about it. We can help them set it up, get them set up with a campaign and make it really easy. And they're off on their own marketing. We also have a lot of people that just want to give, but they don't know which nonprofit to give to. We have what's called the Love Them All Fund. So a nonprofit or an organization can give to the Chamber's nonprofit, Give Them All Fund, Love Them All Fund, and then we will evenly distribute it out to all the nonprofits at the end of Give More 24.
The Vancouver Chamber has thought of everything.
We try. Yeah, we have a smart team. We have a cool team. Yeah.
This is so great because you're providing such a great service to these nonprofits because, like you say, it's a marketing tool for them.
Right.
Talk more about that.
We have, so the givemore24.org page, they have a landing page. Every nonprofit has their own marketing page on the platform that they upload videos and their goal. You can see what matches they have coming in. So maybe somebody... maybe a donor is matched their first $5,000, $10,000. So they can show that match on there. And it's a leaderboard. So it gets people really excited to see how far the nonprofit's gone to making their goal. And it might energize people to get them up and over that that hurdle, that or at least that first hurdle.
Yeah. And it's a great way to learn about a variety of nonprofits too.
Yeah, you can spend all day. I mean, look, 180 nonprofits. Yeah. There are a lot of nonprofits I didn't even know existed. And I've worked with the nonprofit community day in and day out. And so we're really glad that these smaller nonprofits are coming out of the woodworks, learning how to activate their donors and get involved. And then ultimately connect them to the broader community. Once people get to know that they're there, they could become donors for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So many of these nonprofits work kind of, like you say, not really in the shadows, but kind of undercover doing their work. And, and we don't even know they're there, but you look around like, okay, this is what this nonprofit's doing.
Yeah.
You can see the work.
You can see the work, or let's say you can't see the work, which is a good thing. So for example, we might have a nonprofit that their responsibility, they go and they cover up graffiti. Right? Mm-hmm. We enjoy that on our ride to and from. We don't see a lot of graffiti. There's a nonprofit behind that. Okay. We go to a dog park and they're nice and clean and there's fences and there's bark dust and there's water bowls, et cetera. There's a nonprofit behind that. There's a lot of things that we take for granted where there's a lot of great nonprofits out there. And when you look at the nonprofit, if you're an executive director of a nonprofit, you might be the only one. And in a lot of cases, you're the only employee, right?
Yeah.
So you're working behind the scenes, you're paying your taxes, you're doing all the work, you're doing the marketing. It's hard for them to get out in front of people and start engaging when you're busy running an organization. So.
And people can learn about volunteer opportunities, too. Maybe you want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Givemore24 website is a good place to go.
Like, absolutely.
Hey, I want to volunteer with this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on top of that, we run a program called Volunteer Matchup, where we partner with an organization in town where we bring our nonprofits and other community members in that just want to learn how to volunteer and give back. We don't talk about giving during those. It's strictly volunteering. Okay. That's why we have Givemore24. This is where you can financially support and maybe some of those events that are happening around town, they could definitely use your support in coming out and helping with those events that spur on more donors.
Yeah. What makes Givemore24 different than any other fundraisers?
It's local. Yeah. It's local with love. You get to give where you live. And I think that's really important. And you have an organization like the Greater Vancouver Chamber and in the past, like the Community Foundation that has said, this is important enough. You know, this is 180 nonprofits. That we're looking at $1 million. It is a huge lift. We have been working on Givemore24 for, I'd say, about 7-8 months now, a lot behind the scenes in order to make this happen. Nonprofits, that's a big endeavor to do just for one nonprofit, let alone 180. So we have a lot of great community support, and we have at the Chamber phenomenal team that helps put this together and make sure that giving is easy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are these nonprofits kind of spread throughout Southwest Washington?
Yeah, they're all over the place. So we have 180 nonprofits, as I said before. They're all over Southwest Washington. We have 24 nonprofits that are in Cowlitz County. We have some in Wakayakum, and we have some in Skamania. So it really, truly is a Southwest Giving Day.
That's so great.
Yeah.
People of Southwest Washington and this whole area just have so much pride and love supporting nonprofits.
Absolutely. And I think they understand the benefits of it. And we give them opportunities to get out, get involved, and get to know them. And once you get to know these nonprofits, their mission, why it started, what it's doing for our community, it's really hard not to just jump in and see where you can get involved.
How do you encourage listeners to give more 24?
Go on, give more 24. Watch the leaderboards. I'd say if you, we have a game, which is really fun. During Give More 24, there's going to be Power Hour prizes. And so nonprofits can win Power Hour prizes because of our listeners here. So it could be the hour of 7 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock, the number of individual donors, and it's sponsored by a company, and you can help get that company or a nonprofit a really big jump in donations for the hour. Get involved. I'd say you can learn about those at the Vancouver Chamber website. So that's your Vancouver, USA, Greater Vancouver Chamber. It's Greater Vancouver Chamber is our social media handles. When you watch the our social media channels, we'll let you know who's winning the prizes, what's out there, when to get engaged. So I'd say start following the Greater Vancouver Chamber pages and see during that day what's happening and how we're hitting those different milestones throughout the day. It'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. You say you've already raised over $100,000.
Yeah, right? $140,000 in the first couple of days. And I tell you what, when we started this and we thought, okay, we're bringing Give More 24 back, I thought, you know, we would be really great. Let's hit 50, let's hit $40,000, $50,000 in the 2 weeks of early giving. And to sit here with another week left to go and already at $140,000, it's amazing.
Yeah.
This community is amazing.
We have just a little bit of time left, so mm-hmm. tell us everything we need to know about Give More 24, like when it is, what we need to do, all that stuff.
Okay, so Give More 24, the 24-hour day of giving is September 25th. It's going to start at midnight, so as soon as September 24th is over, we are going to start a midnight to midnight. You're going to see events happening all around town. You're going to wonder what's happening in the park or parks that are gathering a lot of people. That's Give More 24. And community members are going to come out and support. The Greater Vancouver Chamber is going to go out with our teams all throughout Southwest Washington. We're going to take some media teams with us. We're going to take photos and really try and energize the giving and make sure that people understand what's happening out there. And we're hoping that people give. You can go online again and see leaderboards. You can see leaderboards on small, medium, and large. So you can see how you're nonprofit is doing. You can see how much they've raised and how much they still have left to go according to their goal, to reach their goal. And we're hoping the business community comes out in a big way. And again, we still have a week left in the early giving, and this is the perfect time for businesses, corporations, individual entrepreneurs. If you want to get involved and want to figure out how, we have a whole team that's waiting for your phone call, waiting for your email, waiting for your inbox. And we'll contact you on how you can get involved.
Great. Yeah. Good stuff, Janet. Good stuff.
Thanks.
We've been talking today with Janet Konefsky, COO of the Greater Vancouver Chamber. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.